Part 3. Expansion. Rules for good interviews. Exercise 3. Directions. Listen to the following portions of interviews. In each interview, one of the rules for good interviewing is being broken. Take notes as you listen and write down what you think each interviewer is doing wrong. Then, in small groups, discuss ways the interviewers could do a better job. Note that some of these portions are in the middle of the interview. 1.
What are the minimum qualifications to get a job as a middle school teacher?
Well, of course, you need a bachelor's degree.
Would that be a bachelor's degree in education?
No, it can be in any subject, but you can't teach with just a bachelor's degree. You also need a teaching credential, which requires about 1 year beyond your bachelor's. For example, my degree was in math, which is the subject that I teach. After I finished studying math, I then needed certification as a math teacher. Is this making sense to you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, that's good. I wasn't really sure.
Now, let me ask you about your work hours.
2.
Excuse me. You. Yeah, you. Can you come here for a minute?
Me?
Yeah, you. I need to ask you a few questions.
Sorry. No, I don't think so.
I just need to ask you a couple of questions. Please, I'll flunk my class if you don't help me.
Well, all right. What's this about?
Nice weather today, huh?
I guess so.
Could you tell me what you do for a living?
Why do you want to know?
I told you. It's for my class project.
Oh, well, I'm an accountant.
3.
Let me begin the interview. What is the salary range for someone in your line of work?
Anywhere from $42,000 to $75,000, not including benefits.
Uh-huh. And what is your occupation?
I'm a software developer.
That sounds interesting. Boy, it's really windy today, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. And does your job offer good benefits?
Our health plan is very comprehensive, but the dental portion is a little weak.
And what are the educational requirements for a software developer?
It really depends on the company and the area in which you are working.
I imagine you need at least a bachelor's degree.
Yes, and many people now have master's degrees in computer science. 4.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Wasn't the baseball game exciting last night?
Actually, I believe it was canceled due to the rain.
Huh? Oh, okay. What's your occupation?
Sorry, my what?
Your job.
Oh, occupation. I'm a carpenter.
Carpenter. Okay. Let's see. What are the qualifications for this job?
Well, most people apprentice with someone for at least 1 year before they feel prepared to work on their own. Of course, I'm just talking about non-union work. There are a lot of differences between the two types of jobs.
Oh, so some are union workers and some are not. Which are you?
I'm lucky. I was able to join a union 2 years ago.
Well, good for you. Now, let's see. Oh boy.
How long is this interview going to take? I'm kind of in a hurry.
5.
How are you doing today?
Fine, thanks. Could you please tell me what you do for a living?
I'm a dental hygienist.
What sort of training or education do you need for that job?
You need an associate's degree with a certificate in dental hygiene.
What is the salary range for a dental hygienist?
It really depends on where you work.
Please tell me about the benefits.
I have full coverage, but some of the other hygienists in my office don't.
What do you like best about your job?
I'd have to say it's the challenge of cajoling patients to become motivated to actively participate in their daily oral hygiene regimen. It's really crucial that people understand the long-term and potentially fatal risks involved in not following the prescribed procedures.
What do you like the least about the job?
I think the hours could be better.
Thank you very much for your help.